Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
In this foreign place, on What's On Your Mind, as we began on a Wednesday program, trying to understand my surroundings. Can you help me, Todd? Is this home? Am I actually in studio today?
Wow.
Is that you?
Change of pace, huh?
Is that you? Yeah. Man, alive. Yeah.
Not used to being there at home, huh?
No. Yeah. I like home. I don't know about you, but I like home.
My pillow is happiest at home.
On to me as we go.
It's a good version of home. I like this one.
Yeah, I do too.
As we roll down.
Is that Philip Phillips dude? Is that his name?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. There's a few versions of home and different. Go ahead and let it wait till it gets to the riff.
Oh, yeah.
Why is it like fading out? Or is that me?
No, you're not.
That's your hearing. You're getting old.
Crank it up.
Because I'm going to make this place your home.
You do realize Manning just turned it down on his end anyway. But okay.
So the best part of this song is when they start doing their kind of like, I don't know if it's a whistle or what it is, you know, where the toe-tapping part of the song. You know,
don't say no lie to the demons, they fill you with fear.
Exactly right. Good advice in this song, too.
Trouble might drag you down. You get lost, you can always be found. No, you're not alone.
No, you're not alone.
I'm gonna make this place your home.
Here it is. Is this a whistle or what is this? Here, listen. Not really a whistle. Kind of a hum, I guess, or something, right? What do you call that? When you do. What is that? I don't know exactly what it is.
It's called background vocals.
Oh, is it? Okay, alright. Now they're doing the. Love it, love it, love it. Anyway, it's good to be home, albeit rather quickly, ladies and gentlemen, because Newtown, North Dakota.
You own a globe because you keep going crisscrossing the state, you know, just stay on one end during the week if you're going to be out west, and then go back east.
But. I was at a nice little gathering in Bismarck on Saturday night, the home of Mark and Cindy Flickinger. Two wonderful people, good pillars of the Bismarck community for a lot of years, and Mark starts rattling off my schedule and saying, gosh, you were there and you're going there. And I understand. I heard you go there. I thought, you know more about my schedule than I do. So I evidently had mentioned on the air where I'd been, you know, I forget it after I've been there because I'm on to the next thing. But no, we really appreciate listeners who listen to us in each one of these towns. And we'll add a few more home songs in the bumper rotation today because, as we told you yesterday, we are building a new bumper list. And welcoming your suggestions, so feel free to give us a ring. This is the program we call What's On Your Mind, and by the way, I am home today, but I won't be for long. Newtown tomorrow. We'll have a lot of fun up there. Among our guests, the former governor and former presidential candidate, Tim Pawlenty. Grew up in South St. Paul, and he is a great story. He really is. I'm a big fan of Tim Pawlenty's. And he has been opining recently in Bloomberg and a few other places about the state of the presidential race. And I read a piece of his commentary yesterday because I very much agree with it. I think Tim Pawlenty could be fairly called a Republican establishment candidate, right? Kind of just come, you know, he was very close with Mitt Romney and darn near his VP and, you know, very, very close with John McCain, almost his VP. So the poor guy's been at the doorstep a lot. And he's sort of given up the whole presidential run thing now. And he runs the Financial Services Roundtable, which is a group that represents all the biggest financial organizations in the country, the big insurance companies, the big banks, you know, like a Citibank, or what's a big insurance company? I don't know, like a Geico, I guess. I don't know. Whatever the big insurance companies are.
State Farm, Allstate.
Yeah. So the mega, and like a Merrill Lynch, and, you know. So he's got a high-test job now. but he's out of the run. So we're going to talk with him tomorrow, and we're going to talk with some good folks from the wonderful community of Newtown. Brett Erdman's going to have us up there from New Leaf Hospitality. Brett builds what I believe are some of the nicest hotel properties in North Dakota, and really on par with anything you'll find other than, you know, it's not like, Donald Trump builds them, right, on the Strip in Vegas. But if you just want a good night's stay with a solid place, really good food, nice, accommodations, granite countertops, you know, the whole thing, you know, Teddy's Residential Suites, Little Missouri Inn Suites, and now Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, those are great properties. And he worked for TMI for a lot of years, but he's a Williston native, so he's been on both ends of the states, and we really appreciate our partnership with him. We'll be up there tomorrow to celebrate Newtown as one of our top 10 towns. Tell you all about that tomorrow. We'll be at Pinnacle Travel Plaza in Tioga on Friday. I was there in my stop in Tioga yesterday at the NESA Consulting Service, and those travel plazas are the best of the best. Really like those. So that's on Friday. Next week, Todd, I'll stay pretty close to home, which isn't too bad. I'm going to go back to school again this year. I thought that'd be kind of fun. Remember last year when I said, my kids are going back to school, and I'm the kind of guy that gets a little weepy when the kids go back to school. What do they call that? They call it a sap or a softy, or what do they call that?
All of the above.
Yeah. What? Anyway, I'm sentimental when the kids go back to school because I know it is one year closer to them being, out the door. And it also means that, I have one more. I'm starting to not have gray hair anymore. Now the debate is it white or is it gray? Right? So,
you have hair. I mean, not everybody.
I'm thinking about going to the Todd the Radio God look here pretty quick. Just the low maintenance, shave that sucker down. Why bother? But
I learned that from Pat Finken. I mean, just think of all the money you save on shampoo and all the time you save on goofing around with your hair.
See, that Pat Finken, he's one wise soul, isn't he? He's been party to a lot of wonderful political campaigns over the years and helped a lot of businesses brand their companies, but he also has given you advice on your hairstyle. That is pretty.
I don't think he was anticipating being quoted for fashion tips. I mean, I think that's the one thing he was pretty much sure he was never going to be quoted on, but little did he know.
Oh, my goodness. Well, then, I spoke too soon. So in addition to going back to school on Tuesday, we'll be at Chandler High School in Fargo on Tuesday. Thursday, I leave for Missoula. What's happening in Missoula next weekend, Todd? Do you know?
It's going to be a little bit of football.
Yeah.
Old-fashioned butt chicken.
We've got a little drive for five action, so we're going to kick that off and be broadcasting live from Missoula Friday and Saturday and have a grand old time. So look forward to that very much as well. So anyway, that's just the next couple of days. I'm going to the Steam Thrashers.
You got to get out more, you know that?
Yeah. I'm going to the Steam Thrashers reunion coming up, too. Have you ever been to that? Western Minnesota's the Steam Thrashers reunion in Rolog, Minnesota?
Have not been.
I still am smarting over the fact there was not a K-Fire tractor truck this year. I know that there was, many reasons for it. But I have to get my tractor fixed at the Western Minnesota Steam Thrashers reunion, Rolog, Minnesota, coming up here early in September, and we'll broadcast live from there. And wait till when Gene from Valley City calls and we hear the cows mooing? It was one of our favorite sound effects when Gene calls. When we're out there, we'll be able to hear the steam engines a-cranking. And I don't think there's a better sound anywhere. So that's what you have to look forward to, my friends. It is Wednesday. That means we're brought to you by the North Dakota Oil Can Program, doing good work all across the great state of North Dakota. You can connect with them at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. And, of course, that is a service of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And speaking of the Petroleum Council, their annual meeting, which we will also be broadcasting at every single day, is coming up in Fargo. And so hope that's on your calendar the week of the 21st of September in Fargo. A lot of great things, and I'm hearing a lot of buzz about the speakers. That's all I'll say. I don't know that anything's official yet and been buttoned down, but they are. Just trust me, you're going to want to be there, okay? You never know who's going to be at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And after all, the one in Grand Forks, Lou Holtz, was there. A couple of years ago. Remember that? Lou Holtz.
Yeah.
And they always have a surprise or two, so that was kind of fun. Anyway, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and they have a newsletter you can sign up for on their website and learn all you need to know about the benefits of the Bakken, about how oil is produced, about the impacts that come from oil and gas development and the solutions, what they're doing in the community, the latest news, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. We have a busy show today on the program. And the program will include Lynn Helms, director of the Department of Mineral Resources. The director's cut is out. The latest number's in for June. We're going to talk about that. We also have to talk about the EPA. I got to ask him about this methane rule, because it's another example. I know you get tired of this, folks, and I do too, but it's another example of the oil and gas industry being one big target for the EPA. I wish they'd just be honest and say, we hate you, we want you to go away. It's not about a cleaner environment. It's not because the rules and where they draw the line, it's just nuts. Also, Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Wednesday Talk Radio Town Hall, I want to talk about some of the things that came up yesterday about John Boehner being in the state Speaker of the House, about why would Kevin Cramer appear with John Boehner, why would he even be in the same room as the guy, all that stuff. What are you doing fundraising for him? Questions we'll answer today on the program in the context of some things I know that are important to you to getting done. Now, when we come back, I need to know what you think would be the least desirable place to live in the country, because a new survey in the Washington Post suggests it's here. They've loaded up Minnesota and North Dakota counties as the least desirable places to live in the country. I want to know.
It's Washington.
Yeah. Tell me where you think it's the most least desirable place to live.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliates. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids and increasing per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of a herbicide and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with four techs. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Scott made the tune. That's the question.
Is it REO Speedwagon?
No, it's not. It sounds a little bit like Kevin, but no. Hang on, wait. Hang on just a second. And I'm coming on this.
Home Sweet Home, who sings that?
Motley Crue.
Oh, I would not have got it. I would have not got it.
Big fan, yeah. Right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, Motley Crue. A few tunes over the years. You know, I used
not
to be in charge
of...
Of
things I'd expect to hear out of your Valley Imports Mercedes or something like that as you're getting ready to do What's in Your Mind on the Road or something.
Well, that's probably fair, yeah. It's not in my my list. But speaking of Valley Imports, by the way, I have... two wonderful partners when it comes to vehicles. One that I own, that I bought from Brent Sanford up at S&S Motors in Watford City. And if you're looking for a used vehicle, you'll get no better deal or no better selection than the good folks right there at S&S Motors. SNSMotorsInc.com. And you hear me talk about the Ford F-150 I had that's now sitting on the lot, by the way. I just traded it in on an Explorer. And that Explorer that I'm getting around the town. And the nice thing is I said, Brent, I'm looking for this, about this many miles, about this color and these features and he's, calling me within a day. Got one. It'll be here, Wednesday. So if that's the way you like to buy a car, give Brent and the team a call at S&S Motors in Watford City. You can check them out again online at snsmotorsinc.com. And you mentioned Valley Imports, Todd, and that's another nice partnership because those folks say, Scott, you're seeing lots of people all across North Dakota, and we are the North Dakota and beyond into parts of Canada and South Dakota and Montana and western Minnesota, the Mercedes dealership, the exclusive one for the entire state, the Porsche dealership for the entire state, the Audi dealer for the entire state. Plus, they have VW and Mitsubishi as well. So valleyimports.com, check it out. If you tell them that you heard about it on this program and you're buying a Mercedes, check out valleyimports.com, find a Mercedes. You buy a new Mercedes, they are, just from telling them you're listening to this program, going to give you anywhere from about a $1,100 to a $2,000 value, 2 years of free service, your factory-mandated service. So it's a great way to go. And I dare say that is the nicest car on the planet.
I love my Mercedes.
I'm telling you, they just don't make a car like it. And you know what? Even if you think, I would never drive that because people would think, whatever. It's the safest vehicle. To anybody that says that to you, just tell them it's safe. It is so safe, and the features make it safe, and how it's built, of course, make it safe as well. So,
well, and besides, Todd Mitchell drives one; it can't be that snobby.
And by the way, $329 a month. You're driving a 2015 CLA 250 Coupe, $329 a month.
That's affordable.
Exactly. So that whole idea of, what you pay for a pickup truck, you're going to pay a lot less for a lot of the Mercedes choices. You know what I mean? Even anybody you want to go up the C300 sports sedan, a 2016 is brand new, $399 a month. So,
wow.
And husbands that are listening, you want your wives and your kids. Wives, this is America. Your wife and your kids, you want them comfortable, right? You want them safe when they're on the road. So, give Eric a call. He can answer any question you might have about a Mercedes over there. Benny, the team, they're fantastic.
How many wives do you have?
Yeah, a good
you have one, right?
A good one. Do you like where you live, Todd?
Do I like where I live? Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. And I don't know, I want a question from our audience. What do you consider, what makes a place desirable? All right, because the Washington Post came out and said that we live in a not very desirable place. When I say we, there's a lot of North Dakota counties on here, and most of them are in eastern North Dakota. All of Minnesota's on this list, but for Duluth and that whole little tip of Minnesota. But otherwise, a good chunk of Minnesota's in, and about a good one-third to one-half of North Dakota's on the list. And, you know, the East Coast, that's all desirable. That's just hunky-dory sweet. But, you always got to dig into these surveys, and I don't like spending a lot of time on them, but I thought, isn't it amazing that somebody could look at a place like where we live and say it's undesirable?
Every place is undesirable by somebody's metric. It depends on who's doing the survey.
Now, yeah, exactly. So
having lived outside of D.C., I can confidently say inner city D.C. is like my worst place, but there we are.
So here's one listener's suggestion on the worst place. Tell me what you consider to be the most undesirable places in America. And also, we don't have a lot of time for this, but I get it in here at 800-228-0550. Roll that one, son.
Oh, the least desirable place to live in the country. Well, I've been to Chicago several times, and I tell you what, there's no possible way in the world I would ever live in Chicago. What a dump. So that would be my vote. And, of course, Washington, D.C. has to rank right up there, too, just because of the politicians. But my vote goes to Chicago.
Every county in America ranked by scenery and climate. Okay, so I'm with you on Chicago. And by the way, Chicago didn't make the list. Chicago's just fine, according to them. It's one of the upper ones on the list. But the middle of Illinois is full of undesirable places. What I really don't get about this is most of let's concede on climate. You know, you have to appreciate our changing seasons, and it is a little cool. But as if Minneapolis is way warmer than Bismarck. I don't buy that. I don't buy that for a minute.
No, it's not.
You know what I mean? And St. Louis is way better,
St. Louis would have to be one way at the bottom too.
No, Missouri's all hunky dory. They like.
Yeah, one survey. Opinions are like, yeah, you know.
Yeah. I also think, okay, set aside the climate thing for a second. Scenery. All right, what makes scenery desirable? Again, what are they talking about? I honestly can look at a farm and about tear up. I mean, I see a couple of grain bins, maybe a leftover silo, a new machine shed, a beautiful barn, a nice home. There's trees. There's fields of green all over the place.
On the other hand, if you want to feel like you're living in a bad episode of Cops, St. Louis, South Chicago,
exactly.
Farms. You can feel like you're right inside the episode of Cops there. Yeah.
Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline we go. And by the way, a little cottage cafe certificate for one lucky winner again today. Chris, of your friends at Cloverdale Gym in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, I guess the least desirable place to live would be any place where you got a liberal running it. And I think the living in North Dakota, I think that they did us a favor by saying it's least desirable, because I frankly don't want people from the East Coast and stuff coming in and polluting our area. It's pretty nice to live here without those elites being around here, quite frankly.
Yeah, and that'd be just different criteria. But I'm even trying to go by their criteria, right? I hear what you're saying. But if we rank it by scenery and climate, I don't know how the East Coast up and down is desirable, because, the climate isn't that different, number one. Scenery, in my mind, a heck of a lot better. And the people, too, to your point, Jim. So, well said, sir. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. More calls welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline for Lynn Helms, the director of the Department of Mineral Resources. When we return, Talk Radio Town Hall next hour, too, with Congressman Kevin Kramer. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Here's another longtime satisfied customer of Anderco Steel Buildings.
Alan and Ed at Anderco Steel Buildings were so accommodating and flexible with our building plan. You don't always get to work with people that are so personable and kind, and they follow through with customer service long after the sale.
Call Anderco for the best in steel buildings and customer service. 701-277-7078. That's 701-277-7078.
With the success of the Case IH Tiger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track at Border Plains Equipment. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a 5-axle design to give you a smoother ride and more power to the ground with less firming and compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing. To learn more, visit us at Border Plains Equipment, Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow, Montana today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855 $5.95. My TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're brought to you part today by our friends at the Lignite Energy Council. Had Jason Bohr on yesterday on Energy Matters on the program, which our KTGO and AM 1100 The Flag listeners will hear on Saturday, and KFIRE and KLTC listeners heard live. Talking about what the EPA is trying to do on this clean power plan, you need to know, folks. It is, you know, this is really the reliability of your energy. Parents, grandparents, think about this: the reliability of the energy, and what you provide for your family in a safe, comfortable place, is at stake. The affordability is at stake. This is important stuff. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.com. .org. 28 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind with Todd the Radio God Mitchell. I am Scott Hennon. And Elizabeth and Walla want to weigh in real quickly on our comment from, our question rather, on the desirable places to live. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi. I think if you're going by weather and scenery, any place in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico is undesirable. I just could not possibly even imagine living a place that's over 95 for weeks and weeks at a time, and you can't even go outside, and there's just no green, lush scenery around. All I understand scrub grass and everything is beautiful, but I need my green.
There you go. Elizabeth, do you ever get to Bismarck?
Yes, I do.
Well, then we are going to send you a certificate from the Little Cottage Cafe in Bismarck. It's a fun little cafe. Is that on Main Avenue? It's on Main Avenue, right, Todd? Yeah, not far down from Big Boy.
On Main, yeah.
Yeah. We have a certificate for you, courtesy of our friends at Cloverdale, okay? You called the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, and now we have a little gift for you. You were the lucky caller of the day. And plus, I love your comment. We're okay with the weather here. We're not going to apologize for the weather here, right?
No, because I could always put more clothing on to stay warm, but there's only so much the law will permit me to take off.
I knew what was coming, Elizabeth. Good stuff. Hang on, Manny. We'll get your information. We appreciate it very much. One of our emailers says, what is more beautiful than a field of blooming sunflowers? There's one in, by the Moorhead Windmills this past couple of weeks. Just gorgeous. I'm with you. Our next guest is the director of the Department of Mineral Resources. We'll welcome your calls for him, too, on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Ask him anything. Probably among the most knowledgeable individuals on the planet Earth about oil and gas development, and certainly top three in the great state of North Dakota as he heads up the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota, our friend Lynn Helms. Lynn, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Glad to be back. It is an absolutely beautiful day in North Dakota today, isn't it? Wow.
Well, I'm thinking every day is, judging by our callers.
I got to agree. Yeah. Some just a little more beautiful than others. Yep.
There you go. Exactly right. All right. We're going to talk a little bit about the director's cut, and then before I let you go, I do want to talk a little bit about the shenanigans of the EPA. As we learned yesterday, they're off to some more goodies. But let's first just tell us what's on your mind about the June numbers.
Well, the June numbers are really interesting since we had almost record production. It was the second highest month of oil production and the highest month of gas production ever. Highest well count. We topped 10,000 wells in the Bakken and Three Forks now. High permitting numbers, but and steady rig count. But when you look at the oil price and what it's doing, you just have to look at that and say, man, that can't last at this oil price. We're going to have something happen to give us a little bit more demand on that crude oil price, or these numbers can't last. We have almost 850 wells sitting in our inventory that have been drilled but haven't been hydraulically fractured. And then two brand new federal rules in the last week. So that's kind of a quick summary of the director's cut.
All right. Well, when I first saw it, I thought, wow, up again, right? I mean, it goes up despite the oil price going down. But then I did go a little further down, and I saw how many wells were fracked, and we've been talking about how many wells were waiting for fracking, so you had predicted that some of that would ultimately happen because of different schedules that require that they do be fracked. So, are we going to continue to whittle down the unfracked wells and keep production humming along, or do you expect it to go down significantly?
We don't have very many wells in that unfracked category that come up on that one-year time limit over the next 3 months. We really don't have a large volume of those wells hit until probably the end of this year in the December, January, February time frame. So I don't think at these oil prices companies are going to be interested in going out and completing those wells and selling that oil at these very low prices. So I think we'll probably muddle along, you know, close to that 1.2 million barrels a day. But we'll see that unfracked well inventory probably build again for the next few months.
I've heard some analysis recently from folks that have done some, you know, significant number crunching in the industry and outside the industry, just looking at, you know, all of the data that we have, that suggests even if the oil price stayed about the neighborhood that it's at, that oil production in North Dakota is going to be at about 1 million barrels a day, plus or take 250,000, you know, with price. But about that million barrel mark for the next two plus decades, would you share that assessment?
Oh yes, I definitely would agree. And what we're starting to see develop here, Scott, is that there are so many wells that have been drilled but not completed, not just here but in the Permian and the Eagle Ford. I think nationwide there's over 3,000 wells in that category. It tells you that the production from North Dakota and Texas is going to be very resistant to these low prices. It is just not going to come down for a significant period of time. And then, you know, we'll have to see. But we got a two-year inventory of uncompleted wells sitting out there across the country.
Yeah, and I guess that stat and your affirmation of that stat gives me a lot of comfort in the fact that, you know, there's a lot happening in North Dakota because of oil and gas production, right? It is the ripple effect of that's pretty significant, and I love it because it's, you know, I was at Ribfest recently in Watford City, and there was as many kids there as there were, you know, folks in the industry that were working, you know, or it was as many kids as there were adults, and that says to me, you know, this is beautiful, and this is going to last for some time. Now, obviously, we'd all like to see the price go back up, but really the efficiencies that have come out of this downturn are going to provide benefits for a lot of decades as that price inches back up, right?
Oh, you're absolutely right. The efficiencies that industry has come up with as a result of the price downturn are going to ripple through for 20 years of drilling, and there's still a 20-year drilling inventory out there. So it's going to be around for a long time, and I think one of the factors that people don't see in the numbers, and we haven't really been talking a lot about, is that every month we put 100 to 150 additional wells online on production, and every one of those requires two to two and a half full-time jobs to maintain that production. So we're steadily adding long-term, multi-decade jobs. We've seen a big drop in the more temporary drilling and fracking jobs. But every single month, we add 200 to 300 long-term, multi-decade jobs to keep those wells producing.
I heard the other day that one of the companies, at least, are doing production in the Bakken, will not drill a well until they have a gathering pipeline for the gas. And obviously, I know this is something you've talked a lot about on the flaring. We seem to be making some significant progress there, right?
Yeah, I should have talked about that, Scott. Statewide, the flaring was at 18% or 82% of the gas captured, and in the Bakken, 83% of the gas was captured. So industry just keeps marching forward and making real progress there and adjusting their drilling schedules and completion schedules. We've had a couple of problems develop with right-of-way that are going to cause us some difficulties over the next 6 months or so in that area. And so I'll be visiting with my Industrial Commission members about what might need to be done to adjust for that. But we'll be taking a look at that over the next month or so.
Expand on that. What kind of problems and how do you solve them?
Well, the two problems, of course, were the inability to lay a short stretch of pipeline across part of Fort Berthold Reservation or across federal land in order to get the gas out of northwestern Dunn County. So when that project fell apart, a new gas plant had to be built in northwestern Dunn County, and that takes 18 months longer than laying that pipeline. And then there's been a long-term application to move some natural gas across Lake Sakakawea from Charleston up to Tioga. And that pipeline project finally got approved, but that approval came about 10 days too late to make this year's construction season. So, you know, North Dakota weather being what it is, 10 days difference in a permit approval can cost you an entire year, and that's what happened here. So we got one major project that's going to be a year late and another major project that's going to be a year and a half late. And those kind of delays really ball things up and make it difficult for industry to achieve the goals that have been set there.
Back to oil. Talk a little bit about what's happened during this time since late last fall, early winter, when that price started dropping, then into now August, in the way of efficiencies, and what that will mean when, you know, the price inches back up at where that, I mean, you have a lot of analysis on the break-even points, you know, almost like a section line by section line, township by township, practically, so you have a pretty good idea what that's doing. That break-even point's coming down, isn't it, Lynn?
Yeah, it's certainly dropping, and so so far, year-to-date, compared to last year, to 2014, we've seen the cost of wells drop about 12 to 15%. So industry has found ways to drill faster, drill more efficiently, save costs, change their completion techniques, and get the initial investment costs down. And then operating costs have come down about 20%. So, you know, you got about a 35% decrease in front-end investment costs or total costs on a well. But at the same time, we've seen oil price drop about 65%. So we've got a gap in there, and we need to figure out there's going to have to be some way to close that gap if we're going to go after that inventory of non-completed wells or get a rig count increase. And, you know, one way is further cost cutting, but I think there's some limits to that. The other way is oil price improvement, and I think a big part of that could come from exporting crude oil.
Lynn Helms is with us today from the Department of Mineral Resources. We're going to take a break. We come back, we'll ask about this latest move by the EPA, another rule that could have some impacts on the oil and gas industry in North Dakota. Questions for Lynn, welcome. Last chance to get them in on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550 after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Get your tickets now for the Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real American Jam, August 28th through the 30th. A large portion of the proceeds go to support the Guardian Foundation and Fallen Soldiers of North Dakota. Keith Anderson, Gwen Sebastian, Tiger Lily, Josh Grayson, Trailer Choir, and Kat Perkins. Weekend passes $75 and a discount for military. Concessions, beer garden, camping, and cabins available. The Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real American Jam, August 28th, 6 miles west of Medora at exit 18. For tickets, call 701-628-4200.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I want to tell you about our product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guaranteed.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
There's a storm across the valley, clouds are rolling in. The afternoon is heavy on your shoulders. There's a truck out on a four lane, a mile or more away. The whining of his wheels just makes it older. He's an hour away.
I can't wait for him to sing home, but that's what he eventually gets to, right? It's John Denver, one of our old bumper songs today, celebrating the fact that I've made a pit stop at home before heading
back home again.
Bring back home, yeah. We'll save the rest of it for a little later. Yeah, we'll get back to it. Just a short segment now, so I can't wait for John to spit it out. Come on, John.
Well, go ahead, and when he gets to it, I'll pop it back up, and right, keep doing your thing. And
yeah, very good. Exactly right. 10 before the hour, we continue. We're having a little fun today because I'm actually home, which just never happens. And Newtown tomorrow, Tioga on Friday after being in Medora on Monday, and Tioga yesterday. There we go. Yeah. See? Lynn Helms is with us, Department of Mineral Resources, on the program. It's the radio version of the Director's Cut. Questions or comments, welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline in our few minutes we have left here with Lynn. So the EPA is trying to regulate methane emissions and have a proposal that came out yesterday. If the EPA got its way, what would this mean?
Well, Scott, I was listening to your bumper song there, and I'm glad that you're home and you focused on that home. But he started that with "There's a storm across the valley," and that's probably a pretty good description of what's going on with the federal agencies. Yeah, they rolled this rule out yesterday. We've got 60 days for a comment period. I don't know if we'll be applying for an extension of that. But the total of all four parts of this rule is just one page shy of 1,000 pages. So we've got a lot of work to do to review it. There's several things in here that are really concerning to us. One is that the second part of this, control techniques for VOCs, are going to apply to existing facilities as well as new facilities. So what you're hearing about, oh, this only applies to new wells going forward, it is not accurate. That's about a 300-page section to the rule that we got to take a look at. And then the third part deals with major source permitting, and there's long been an effort on the part of EPA to aggregate oil and gas facilities by field or county or whatever, so that the aggregated volume exceeded the air quality permitting requirements, and they could require major source permits for those aggregated facilities. So we're going to be taking a really hard look at that. And those are of significant concern. And the fourth part, minor new source permitting for Indian country. As you know, a third of our production comes from Fort Berthold Reservation. And EPA has primacy there on the reservation. So we've got a lot of work to do over the next few days to digest this. Absolutely, there's going to be significant cost increases for industry at a time when we're trying to reduce flaring. And it will not make that job easier. There is no doubt about that.
Doesn't the EPA have a direction now on new rules saying that the states are supposed to have primacy on regulation like this?
Well, they certainly have been told by Congress when they created the Clean Air Act and the Safe Drinking Water Act and the Clean Water Act that those were to be delegated to states and primacy was to be granted. But that's not the approach that's being taken. The approach that's being taken is to pull that back into EPA headquarters and to run and direct things from there.
So, in a nutshell, they get their way. This happens. What does that mean to the numbers we just talked about, you know, a year from now, 2 years from now, whenever it would be implemented? What would be the effect of having to live under that EPA edict?
Well, the real effect overall is going to be all of this permitting to get these control techniques in place and to get the NSPSs in place for new facilities and the major source permits. As we've talked about before, you could potentially lose a whole construction season while you're doing all this permitting, and that makes it impossible to achieve the 85% capture or the 90% capture goals that we've set out there for industry in terms of capturing our natural gas. Over and above the costs to industry, you're talking about interfering with a plan that's been laid out now for about 2 years of how to get our flaring down and our gas capture up.
All right, we do have a call waiting. I don't know if we have time to get this in here. We just have less than a minute left. But what's your name?
My name is Tom.
Tom,
the question I have, the question I have is, where do we reach the point where these rulings are so detrimental to our state that we just do not abide by it?
I think Tom asked a great question, and to be honest with you, I think we're at that point. We sued to stop the BLM hydraulic fracturing rule, and we're working on a preliminary injunction. There's a hearing on a preliminary injunction on waters of the U.S. In Fargo Friday afternoon. And I would not be surprised if similar kind of litigation comes forward on these Clean Air Act and the additional rules that just keep rolling out.
Tom, thanks for the call. Sorry we had to cut it short there on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. But call again anytime, and to always encourage folks to call for Len. Great resource. Thanks, Len. Appreciate the time today. Take care.
You bet. Enjoy home, Scott.
I will. All right. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.